don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the Orson Faye, with shifafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon.
Before television, before MTV, before music videos and American Bandstand, there were soundies. Soundies were three-minute black and white films featuring performances by some of America's greatest pop, big band, jazz, and swing musicians. That's Nat King Cole with the King Cole Trio doing Frim Fram Sauce. There's also soundies of Duke Ellington, Lawrence Welk, Les Paul, Liberace. Many of the great names in American music performed in soundies. Tonight, Channel 13 showcases these small films in Soundies, a Musical History, hosted by Michael Feinstein, noted pianist and four-time Grammy Award nominee. He joins us today to talk about this quirky and uniquely American art form. It's a pleasure to welcome you here.
Thank you very much.
So MTV music videos turned out not to be the innovation I thought they were.
Indeed not. These soundies were shown in bars, restaurants, at military bases, and they were these huge machines that had screens that projected 16-millimeter films that one could watch at a dime a pop, and there were eight on a reel, and they were shown in sequence, and these existed from 1940 to 1947, and they made almost 2,000 of them.
So how come we haven't heard more about soundies? I mean, I've heard about newsreels, and why weren't these played before movies? You know, you go to the theater, you watch a newsreel, you see a soundie.
Well, soundies were made specifically for use in these panorama machines, as they called them. Newsreels and short subjects in theaters were made in Hollywood, and they were longer in length. They were either one reel or two reel. One reel would run 10 minutes, two reels would be 20 minutes. And they rarely showed something of such brevity in movie theaters, and so these were made for a different purpose. In theaters, they would have short subjects where they might have a musical short that would have several musical numbers run maybe 10 minutes, but the soundies were made for their brevity.
I was amazed at the wealth of talent that has appeared in soundies. Why haven't we seen these films before?
The soundies have turned up from time to time, but there was a question about ownership of them. They fell into obscurity because being these three-minute films, there haven't been wise uses of them since their original purpose went away. The soundies also fell into a disrepair, if you will, because the negatives disappeared and such. And so the gentleman who bought the rights to the soundies, Jay Boberg, did a lot of research and has digitally restored all of these films. So now they're seen in their original glory and in some cases look better than they did on
these
machines.
They look spectacular.
Yes. So one of the reasons is that they didn't look so great. They didn't sound so great. So now that they've been restored, we can look at them with a fresh eye and say, oh, my God, this is a treasure trove.
You're deeply involved in the American Songbook. Did you know about soundies?
I knew about soundies because I collected them on 16-millimeter film as a kid. A lot of film collectors know about them, and they made thousands and thousands of prints of these things because there were thousands of these machines that were around. And the original soundies, because of the way they were projected in these little jukeboxes, mm-hmm. if you will, the films were printed in reverse and then a mirror projected them onto the screen. So all of the original 16-millimeter soundies are all printed backwards. And then in the 50s, somebody bought rights and started selling them, you know, for home use. And so collectors know about them. And there were earlier video releases of them. But even people who knew about soundies are amazed at the way they look now.
Where were these panoramas? You mentioned bars and restaurants. But did people own them? Were they in private homes?
They weren't in private homes. Later, after the demise of soundies in 47, after that, people started to collect them and such. But in their time, they were commercial machines. You know, it's like putting a jukebox in your house, which now we do, you know, for fun. But they were bars, restaurants, military bases. They discovered that the main audience for soundies were men, so they started making, as we call them now, cheesecake or girly soundies. And there was a race division where they did African American soundies. They did country western. They covered every kind of music and every genre. But they were, as they discovered they were primarily viewed by men, they started making more for the male animal.
I'm Amy Edding, sitting in for Leonard Lopate. I'm speaking with Michael Feinstein, host of Soundies, which is on Channel 13 tonight. When were Soundies first invented?
They were first produced in 1940, and the consortium that owned the company was a songwriter named Sam Coslow, who wrote Cocktails for Two and My Old Flame, and James Roosevelt, the President Roosevelt's son. And they started in Chicago, and then they had factories or studios in New York, Chicago, and Hollywood.
Was that for distribution purposes? Spread it out across the country so that you can get... Because they had a pretty tight schedule, right? They were creating these Soundies reels one a week.
Every week they had to come up with new Soundies. So they had three studios because they needed product. And so that's why you see a lot of great artists doing them, where they had budget to pay them, and then they had little money left over where they would hire people who wanted a job. So they really run the gamut. A lot of the Soundies are terrible, but there are so many of them that we're still left with hundreds and hundreds of great ones. And a lot of stars began their careers making Soundies. Sid Charisse, her first appearance on film is in Soundies. Alan Ladd, Gail Storm started her career doing Soundies. Kay Starr, who is now 83 and a fabulous lady and an underestimated singer. I mean, phenomenal singer. Her first professional work was in Soundies. There's an early Soundie of Doris Day with Les Brown's band before she had her teeth fixed, you know, and her hair's a different color. So they're amazing.
Many Soundies are just films of the band or the performer doing their thing, but there's one in particular, the King Cole Trio, which we played a little snippet of, the Frim Fram Sauce Soundie, that struck me as different because it showed an awareness of the Soundie as an art form in and of itself. Nat King Cole is sitting in a restaurant, and he sees himself on a panorama,
yes,
playing the same song, and there's this acknowledgement, this double take between him sitting in the restaurant and him playing the piano in the panorama Soundie. Was there a shooting script or an author for these Soundies?
Yes, but they did them day by day. I mean, they were all done in a day. They would record the song in the morning. Then they would film it that afternoon. So they were done very, very quickly. And so they would come up with stuff on the spot or, who's coming in tomorrow? Oh, well, let's do this or that. Or they would take several days if they had to come up with something slightly more elaborate. But they had sets available, and they would preconceive them. But the earlier Soundies are more primitive because they're just more straightforward music performances. And then they started to contrive these little stories that put extras in and these 3-minute playlets, if you will.
So were they like music videos an entree into show business?
They were an entree into show business, even though I don't know that anybody's career was set on fire by doing Soundies. Nonetheless, it was a tremendous exposure.
You mentioned there was a race division in the production of Soundies. There's a wealth of black performers on these films. Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, Louis Armstrong, Fats Waller. Was black music mainstream in the early 40s?
Oh, of course it was. Of course it was. Integration was not, and there is a Soundie where there is integration, which is pretty amazing. But yeah, absolutely, yes.
Most Soundies were either black performers, all black performers, or all white performers.
Yes, as was the fashion of the time. I hate to use the word fashion, but that's the way it was, you know.
And were these... were these Soundies distributed based on race, the Soundies featuring black musicians going into black bars, Soundies featuring white musicians going into white establishments?
Well, Louis Armstrong, Cab Calloway, that was all mainstream, and they were shown everywhere. They were not excluded. There were certain reels of Soundies, though, that were made for the African-American community that were distributed in those areas, yes.
Some of the images look racist to us now.
There's one,
I think it's called Shine, where there's a huge shoe being shined in the background. In others, there are a lot of watermelon and jungle imagery.
Yeah.
Was that just typical of the times?
It was very much typical of the times. Ethel Waters told a story about coming to Hollywood and making a film. No, she was working in a play, and the play closed in L.A., and she was staying in a black hotel in the south side of L.A. She couldn't stay at a hotel in Hollywood. They wouldn't have her. And this was a lady who was a major Broadway star, a movie star. And so it was very much typical that the stereotypes were still supported, and it's that horrible situation where if somebody wants to work doing a part, they accept the stereotypical part, like Stepan Fetchit, who had a big career playing a horrible stereotype character and was later maligned for it. And he said, I was trying to make a living. You know, so the guy was successfully working in Hollywood and was later hated for it because he was making a living doing something that was so offensive.
And somebody comments in the documentary that all the black women in the Soundies were light-skinned black women.
Yeah, that is very noticeable.
A lot of cheesecake, lots of women, lots of almost looking for an excuse to put women in bathing suits. I'm thinking of one Soundie, and it's a big band Soundie, and they pan over the audience, and there are women in all dressed up with their fancy hats, but then there are also women in bathing suits, so it's incongruous. Was there a feeling that customers needed some eye candy to keep them interested in this music?
When the Panoram Company discovered that most of the partakers, most of the consumers of this stuff were men, they started adding more of that. And when they discovered that that more of the income was coming from the military bases and the bars and less from the restaurants, they increased the quotient of beautiful women and dressed them as scantily as they could in the 40s.
Yeah, why weren't these subject to censorship the way movies were?
They were under the radar, you know. I mean, people didn't. They were under the radar. I mean, that's the best answer. I mean, they were around, but they were considered insignificant compared to Hollywood.
Some of them are quite risque. What brought Sally Rand and her fan dance to the Soundies?
Well, I'm certain that was done a few years into the production of the Soundies. And again, Sally Rand was quite famous, and that was burlesque. And burlesque was something, again, that was a male pursuit. And, you know, I know some women attended burlesque. But again, Sally Rand, there she is in a Soundie. And therefore, we have a visual record of Sally Rand because I don't think she made films in Hollywood. So this is a great example of the preservation of the work of a performer who otherwise we wouldn't see.
I'm speaking with Michael Feinstein, host of Soundies on Channel 13 tonight. Michael will also be performing selections from the Great American Songbook tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Carnegie Hall. For tickets, go to our show page at WNYC.org. And Soundies will be shown tonight at 8 o'clock on PBS. Michael Feinstein, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And you're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on WNYC.
With Shifafa on the side. Fellas really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. 5 will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight.